From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Greece's Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras today is looking for ways to parlay a resounding vote against deeper austerity imposed by the country's creditors. Joining us from Athens is reporter John Sarropoulos.
People have decided, I think, that come what may, they have to end austerity once and for all. People have understood that the Greeks were prepared to be thrown out of the Eurozone, even though 4 out of 5 were polled as saying that they would rather stay. 3 out of 5 obviously voted no to austerity at the risk of not staying. Even if they have to suffer in the short term, they'd rather have a period of adjustment, even if Greece leaves the Eurozone, to a different kind of policy mix that gives them prospects over the longer term.
Something has to give in the coming days. You can't leave those banks closed in perpetuity.
Absolutely. The banks are the first fire that has to be put out. They're absolutely depleted of cash. They do not have a source of liquidity other than through the European Central Bank, because even the Bank of Greece, because it belongs to the euro system, ultimately has to have ECB approval to raise more cash for the Greek banking system outside of Greece. Tsipras himself has said that within 2 days of a no result in the referendum, I will have a deal. He now has to name a new finance minister because he has sacked Yanis Varoufakis, the one who had created antipathy around the Eurogroup, the one who was thought to be no longer a viable candidate to sign an agreement with them. We shall see who the new finance minister is today. And hopefully Mr. Tsipras can actually make good on his promise.
Independent reporter John Sarropoulos in Athens. You can see more of his work at thenewathenian.com. John, thank you for the briefing.
Thanks for having me.